This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
WT.
Let's do. I'm standing on distance corner and I will do a rundown of the race as we wait for this one to kick off. It's the W2 division and it's headed up by King's first boat, Churchill first boat, Murray Edwards 1, Sydney Sussex 1, Pembroke 2, Fitz 1, Robinson 1, Emma 2, Thomason 1, Darwin 1, Jesus 2, Maggie 2, Noonan 2, Downing 2, Claire 2, Keys 2, Jusel 1, and then the sandwich boat, which is Fulton 1.
Yes, the crews have now just pushed off. Ongs are high in the air. And that is the cannon, and they are off. Kings, at the top of the division, looks set off well, coming up to first post corner. That's an interesting line from Churchill. They've pointed into the bank off the start. I hope that won't impact their speed too much. Again, Kings look very strong. They've probably already taken about a quarter of a length off of Churchill. Although Churchill themselves have been closed in a lot by Murray Edwards. That gap there probably down to about three quarters of a length as it stands. Watch out for a bump there. Behind Murray Edwards, you have Sydney Sussex, who are putting no pressure on Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards are moving very rapidly at the minute. Behind Sydney Sussex, we have Pembroke W2, who again are well clear of Sydney Sussex, but are under a lot of pressure from Fitzwilliam. Pete, what can you see?
Nothing as yet, although I can just at this moment see the spray of King's M1s. They're coming around the corner. So they're looking pretty comfortable, and the wind has suddenly picked up here on Grassy Corner. So the crews are going to have quite a tricky headwind to deal with. Churchill emerging, and if anything, they look like they've closed slightly. And I can just spot Murray Edwards, W1, just behind there. So these first three boats all pretty much on station, but facing a difficult stretch here on Grassy. I'll throw it back to you, Adam. What's going down further down the division?
Okay, yeah. As Fitzwilliam come around the corner, the gap there between them and Pembroke is down to just half a length. Almost certainly from there. And right in front of me now is Emma on Robinson. Again, that gap is just over half a length as it stands. Behind them, we have Thomason and Darwin 1. Looks like Thomason will comfortably be rowing over today. They've stretched out their lead to two lengths. Darwin are under a little bit of pressure from Jesus. They've probably just cut that one and a half length gap off the start to one and a quarter length. So maybe a bump would happen very late on in the course. Further downstream, we can see Lady Margaret coming under fairly significant pressure from Newnham. That's all I can see here. Back to Pete.
Okay, so I've just seen Churchill and Murray Edwards in a bit of a tussle there. It looks like Murray Edwards has closed the gap on Churchill down to about half a length, so that could be an interesting bump later on. And it looks right at the head of first post corner, I can just see far in the distance as Sydney Sussex come past me. There is then a big, big gap to Robinson. So I'm going to call a bump by Fitz W1 on Pembroke W2, just as Andy Winfield predicted. And Andy, can you see the first boats approaching you on Ditton Corner now?
I can indeed. I can see Kings running very nicely inside, particularly impressed. Straight side of their boat, very nice to see. All the players entering inside, but they're still being pressed quite hard by Churchill 1. I think Churchill are probably on station, but Churchill are coming under pressure, a lot of pressure from Murray Edwards 1 behind them. That gap looks to be down to about a length or so, just as they come into Grassy Corner. Pete, what's happening back to Grassy?
So there's a big tussle on between Emma and Robinson. It looks like Emma W2 have got overlap with Robinson W1. So there's a big tussle on and Robinson haven't given up yet, but it looks like they're possibly in trouble. So it could be a potential bump of Robinson by Emma. Behind them, I've just seen Homerton and Darwin go past again. Not much daylight between them. So Darwin looking for a bump now as well. And Jesus W2 is going past, and there's probably about five lengths between them and the boat in front, Darwin, so they're looking pretty tired. But then behind there, there's a huge gap, and I can't quite work out what's happened. I think the next boat I can see is Downing. So that means we're not accounted for Lady Margaret W2 or Dunham W2. So I think, again, around the top of the gut, there was a bump by Newnham W2 on Lady Margaret W2, but we'll keep you posted on that. Over to Andy.
Yeah, thanks. I've actually just followed the top three boats as they go around Ditton Corner. That's
Andy one,
and Murray Edward one. And it's very, very tight between those three. Both the gaps are about three quarters of a length. Murray Edwards, they are in their boat, very well named Octopussy. And as I look now, they've opened up a large gap over Sydney Sussex. That's about five or six lengths. But Catherine, you're further down the long reach than I am, and you've probably got a pretty good sight of those top three boats. What's happening?
It's actually all the same as we had before. King's is in charge. He's a length behind, then a length and a half to Murray Edwards. And they're pushing for the race, but I think it will possibly be decided farther down the river. I can just see Sydney coming, but they're far behind and possibly are going to row through. Back to you, Andy. Can you see anyone new?
Pete.
Yeah, and we go straight on to Pete at Crafty.
I'm watching a real tussle between Downing and Claire that should come into sight between for Andy very soon, but it looks like Claire are really closing the gap. They pretty much got overlapped with Downing, and I'm sure that will come through at the end. Behind them, Miles behind with a very easy row, and the bump has just happened, yeah. So, to confirm a bump live on air, there's a chap next to me laughing. And that is Claire W2 bumping up on Downing W2 right outside the plough. So the people there will have got a great view of that. Just to finish off at the bottom of the division, P2 rows past absolutely miles away from anyone else. So they look like they've got a comfortable row over. Well, I've not seen any sight of Hughes W1 or the sandwich boat, which I think was Fitz. So I'm going to presume that there's been a bump there. But Catherine, Kim, what can you see on the long reach?
It's actually not much happening. Sydney Sussex rode comfortably by, and I'm just seeing something that looks like Jesus too, actually. So they're rowing over, and otherwise nothing's happening here. Is there still something happening upstream, Pete?
The last of the boats have passed me now. I can see Lady Margaret rowing past with foliage in their hair. After their... I'm mistaken there. They're rowing past rather slowly, having been bumped today. I'll pass on to Andy, though.
Yeah, thanks. I'm standing here at Ditton Corner, and there's one more bump that we have not... read out, yeah, and it's Hobbiton 1. They were bumped by Darwin 1. I can see Darwin are in front of their coach going and grabbing foliage from the trees, and that happened right on the corner. So it's Hobbiton 1. They were bumped by Darwin 1, leaving Jesus 2 for a very long row over. So to confirm what the results we believe, we've had the top four. The last we've heard all rowed over, but it was very tight as they were going down the long route. That's King's 1, Churchill 1, Murray Edwards 1, Sydney Sussex 1. There was then a bump, Pembroke 2 by Fitzwilliam 1. Two more bumps as well. Robertson 1 were bumped by Emma 2. Homerton 1 were bumped by Darwin 1. Jesus 2 rode over. MBC 2, not as I predicted. They were actually bumped by Newnham 2. Downing 2 were bumped by Claire 2, as I predicted. Keith 2, row over, and then a bump, Hughesall 1. They were bumped by the sandwich boat, which I actually believe that was Wolfson 1, the sandwich boat. And so they are all the bumps that we have from the W2 division. We will have the confirmed results with you shortly.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
The results were, as we call them at the time, so top four all rode over. That's King's 1, Churchill 1, Murray Edwards 1, and Sydney Sussex 1. We then had three bumps. Pembroke 2, they were bumped by Fitz 1. Robertson 1 were bumped by Emma 2. And Homerton 1 were bumped by Darwin 1. Jesus 2 had a nice and relaxed row over because two more bumps behind them Maggie 2, bumped by Noonan 2, Downing 2, bumped by Clare 2, Keith 2 rode over, and then at the bottom of the division, Hughes Hall and Lucy Cavendish, those two combined, Hughes Hall and Lucy Cavendish, they got bumped by Wolfson 1. So they are, yeah, all their bumps from the WT division.
May bumps.
CAM FM.